shiny little Uber, liver, liver, lead us.
Good evening and welcome to As the Worm Turns. You are tuned in to KVNF's live call-in gardening show. I'm your host, Jill Spears, here with my favorite worms gardeners, Lance and Lulu.
That's us.
That's you.
Good evening.
Good evening, everybody.
Howdy, howdy. How is it going out there in the garden this week? Fall breeze blowing out there feels fabulous.
Yes.
Huh?
I like wind, so yeah.
You like wind.
So.
Okay.
You do? Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
That's
why?
Past breeze, you know that. That's
yeah.
Wind is past the breeze stage, uh-huh. And you like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All
we're going to stick
then.
You up in a field in Wyoming and see how long you like it.
Yeah.
I like to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 527-486-8186 KVNF now. Those are the numbers to call. Jeff is in the control room ready to take your call. You can send an email to worm@kvnf.org. And we've been talking about how great the peas have been going this year, and proof of the pudding right here on the table.
Yeah, they're crunchy.
Mm-hmm. Crunchy.
Do you want to
juicy.
Hear this crunch one? Here we go.
Yeah.
Ready? How's that?
Yeah.
Juicy and flavorful. Thank you, Lance.
Yeah.
Those are your just harvested.
Just harvested, and they're planted in mid to late July. I think what I'm going to do next year is plant the snap peas then, because they'll handle the heat a little bit better, and wait another 2 weeks to plant snow peas.
I was thinking that too, because I planted my snow peas in a place where I knew they would have the afternoon shade and be cool, mm-hmm. and everything. So naturally, this next summer, I'm going to have to move them.
Yeah.
And they're going to be where there's, I don't have another spot like that, but shaded in the afternoon. So I'm thinking about 2 weeks later ought to be just right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because the snap peas are done blooming. For mine this
on
year,
your end.
But the
mm-hmm.
snow peas are in full bloom.
Yeah, mine are just going off.
Yeah,
it's great.
Yeah, both of you. Mm-hmm. Good year for the peas this mm-hmm. year. Yeah, and those snap peas are so juicy. They're just
yeah.
full of water in there, just flavorful.
They're so delicious. What am I eating? A snow pea? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Snow pea, snow
bird. I'm telling you.
527-486-8166 KVNF now. And the other thing that was going really good, we were talking about for the last couple of weeks, was grapes. They were going off the charts for you, Lulu.
Off the charts.
Did
the
you
Reliance,
harvest?
Yeah, no, the Reliance, yes. Yes and no.
No.
I got the Reliance. We ate all those. But the Concords now are I just keep going out there and going, oh, give them one more day and they'll really trip out.
Because
they just keep getting better and better and better.
Uh-huh. Ooh, sweet.
It's spectacular. So you can take one and you don't chew a Concord and eat it. You just squish it in your mouth and swallow. It's kind of like oysters, right?
Mm, yeah.
You just kind of squish it in your mouth and swallow that deliciousness and or taste the deliciousness and then just swallow the rest. Don't mm-hmm. worry about it. And then the little grape seeds go into your belly. And
that's good stuff for you
mm-hmm.
right there.
Yeah.
And that was awesome.
I did not know of that juice grape eating tactic.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
try that next time.
Yeah. You just, mm-hmm. you don't. No, it's like trying to eat an oyster. It always cracks me up. It tastes like an oyster. You know, like when people talk about salsify, you go, really? You've actually tasted an oyster? What the hell's wrong with you? You don't taste an oyster.
You just suck it on back.
Yeah, you just suck it down, you know. So anyway,
okay.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Call us. Give us a call, you guys. We know
yeah.
you're out there.
What are you doing with your grapes, 527?
I'm just curious on the grape thing.
Yeah.
If they get too ripe, they're fine.
I'm
but if they get too much water, are they going to split?
No, they haven't yet.
Okay.
There's no water on them.
Yeah. Well, if possible ability of the forecast is rain on Thursday.
Oh, okay.
But, if you're going to harvest them soon.
Right. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, so split already. What do I care,
you're
know?
You're going to just make
ready
juice.
To juice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Uh-huh. And you're going for juice.
I'm going for juice.
Mm-hmm.
Right on.
I'm going for real grape juice. If you can't imagine what it tastes like, because
It's just rich and flavorful.
Yeah, and it's real. Mm-hmm. I mean, grape juice has artificial flavor.
No, real. Yeah, it's real. And you know the difference. Once you start eating real food, you can't go back. Yeah.
You can't. Your body just goes, I got this. I'm in.
It's an imposter. 527-4868 1866 KVNF now. I know there's other grapes going crazy out there. What are people doing with those? That's what we want to know.
White grapes, too, yeah.
Yeah,
there's white grapes. And there's a late variety that I have in the yard. That's the last one, Suffolk Red. Mm. And it's still there, netted. And the raccoon.
Sounds like
I have one raccoon, or maybe two, cruising through the garden, but they haven't got that one yet.
Are they picking
up
your grapes?
I'll come up
with my gun. She's just looking for a target.
I am. I'm
If you want to go out at 2 in the morning, you're welcome to do that.
And there they are, right?
The people say, I don't have any raccoons. I said, oh, really? You've gone out at 12, 2 o'clock in the morning?
Right.
People are so high if they think they don't have raccoons. But they're not native to this area.
They aren't?
Mm-mm. You're kidding
me. They were
me.
Brought in. Mm-mm.
You're kidding me. From where? Back east?
Back east or wherever the last stronghold was.
Yeah, I believe
it. I imagine they were west of the Mississippi, but they're not native to the Rocky Mountains.
I didn't know that.
As far as I know, I mean, that's what I've always been
told. You
think
of like raccoon cap and fur trading and that kind of thing. You wonder if that's really western or more eastern.
I think that's Kentucky.
All right.
You get that, Davy Crockett coonskin cap thing going.
And what about your popcorn, Lance? You just harvested your popcorn?
No, next weekend.
Oh, next weekend you're harvesting popcorn. Okay. Ready to go.
And it's
looking
pretty good.
See, you're brave. You're not worried about the coons getting your corn.
I'm taking care, managing those coons.
See, there you go.
Yeah.
What's your 2 o'clock strategy?
Huh? I've mentioned in the past the spray pea.
Oh, right.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Religiously.
Okay. So.
And it really does stop them. If you stay on top of it, it does stop them.
All right.
Just mark your territory.
Uh-huh.
You know,
you had a whole other week to mark that popcorn.
But it's doing well. You know, there's anywhere from 3 to 5 ears per stalk. And
great.
Yeah.
And your popcorn is pretty darn tasty.
Yeah.
I've still got some from last year. I found a jar way back in my pantry.
Okay. That happens.
Yeah, it does. So I'm going to break it out and fire it up.
I still have stuff from 3 years ago that's popping just fine.
It pops just fine.
Yeah.
I'm always impressed with people who say, you got to renew every year. No, you don't. You know, you put it in a jar, a good glass jar, seal it up, put it in a cupboard that stays, you know, out of the sun and coolish. It doesn't have to be cooler.
Yeah.
You know, and it's fine.
Yeah. And if you grow your own, you leave it on the cob until you're ready to pop it.
Mm.
And it will store even longer.
Even longer, yeah. Okay, good advice.
There you go.
That's it. 527-4868-1866. KVNF now. What about seed? Things that you've planted for seed. What's coming on and what are you setting aside?
Oh, all the seed things?
Seed status.
Just about, I'm trying to think, everything's harvested for seeds. Is there anything still out there? I'm wondering.
Yeah, right.
Oh, carrots. There's still some carrot seeds. I'm going to do one more harvesting of carrots. But the onions are all harvested, ready to thresh. There's the kohlrabi. The peas have been threshed and winnowed, so they're looking really good. In fact, they're in the bucket. And the lettuce is drying out on its sheets.
Wow.
All the spinach is ready to thresh, and so is the mazuma mustard. So all those things. And the other, I'm thinking of next year, and I've mentioned this earlier, but I've already set aside 50 or more Southport Red Globe onions for next year. And if I don't go through the crop now and get the best ones, then somebody will come and want onions, and lo and behold, all my onions are gone.
Yeah,
so it's in a basket and says on the basket, a sign, for seed. And stuff. But if anybody wants to do those biennials, this is when you pick the best ones, beets, carrots, or just before storage, and you take the best ones. And if you can get up to 50 or 60, the better. You know, but
just
you need
for that diversity.
Diversity, but 20 or 25 is okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Hmm.
Well, I have arugula, the Sylvette arugula, going to seed everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I just let it.
Yeah.
Because it's the first thing that it's there in the spring.
Uh-huh.
And the scapes on the garlic that was there forever.
Mm-hmm.
I call it Letty's garlic. I let that go, and there they are.
There they are.
Has it nice. Yeah,
has it sprouted yet?
Yeah, some of it has.
Because I have garlic that I planted around my fruit trees years ago, and it's still there. And you have garlic greens if you want to eat.
Boy,
yeah.
Amen.
Yeah,
you know, there you are. You know,
fresh
I mean,
spring garlic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For me, when I come back from instructing in April, there it is. You mm-hmm. know, I can walk right out in the backyard and whack something that's green and fresh. There's nothing better.
Yeah.
I mean, it just makes me so happy.
Mm-hmm.
It's fabulous.
Let some of that stuff go to seed.
Yeah, just mm-hmm. let it be, you
let
know,
it be.
Let it be. And the dandelion greens. I harvest dandelion greens for my infusion. And those are doing great. They're the third coming
really?
Of the Lord.
Yeah. Really? The third?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I should have enough of that to make it through the season. And I got some more alfalfa from, the second or third cutting of alfalfa. And, just for the
stretching
infusion.
Stretching it out.
Yeah.
Right, getting what you can.
Yeah.
And you're also got the pesto plan going.
Oh, God, the pesto plan. I can't mm-hmm. wait.
What kind of pesto are you making?
Well, I've got 40 jars of sorrel so far.
Mm. Wow.
Oh, so far already?
Yeah, and I think I'll cut it. I think I'll cut that off. I think probably 40 is enough.
I think you ought to contact some delicatessens.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that. And then and the arugula, the regular arugula, the roquette, not the mm-hmm. civet. That's going to make a boatload as well. And so I'll have the arugula and then basil. I have all that late planted basil.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You should see it. It's gorgeous. God, it loves this weather. And it doesn't bolt because it's not hot. And it just keeps getting, it's like, you go out there every day, it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah, it's phenomenal.
It's like, and there it is.
What do you plant it, late June, early July? Is that?
Yeah, isn't
something
that
like that.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Maybe mid-July.
Yeah.
And it just does
keeps
a wonderful
on going.
Job.
Yeah. It just, when I first planted, I think, oh, God, I waited too long. I blew it this year. You know, little teeny tiny things are coming up. And then you just have to have faith. And then here it is. Barely 2 months
I've
later.
I've been picking a bag.
2.5 months.
Once or twice a week.
Of basil.
Basil.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even
that first planting is still, it's like, this is still going too.
Yeah. Yeah. And the other, one of my other favorite seasonings is marjoram.
Okay. Yummy.
Mm-hmm. And the first cutting back of the marjoram is always difficult because you really should pay attention and cut it down small. And it's little. It takes a lot of time. You got to go out there with your stool and maybe a beer, a glass of wine, or whatever your preference is.
Spend an afternoon.
Yeah, and you spend a little time out there on your little stool cutting it all. And now it's gorgeous.
Uh-huh.
It's just having so
nice.
Much. Because a lot of those herbs that bolt quickly when it gets hot.
Mm-hmm.
You plant them late and they come on in this at this
right,
time and they're
right.
just so happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's getting that timing down and some of it's where you're putting it in your garden
mm-hmm.
too.
And that
right?
too. Yeah.
And you can always throw a blanket over it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. It's small enough to where you just pitch a blanket over
yeah.
it. You know, and if you're really nervous, put your Christmas lights out there, plug them in, pitch a blanket over it and they're so happy.
Right.
Yes.
They don't care.
No.
Now you're getting ready, Lance, to get your winter over spinach in the bed.
Yeah.
Does basil or some of these?
No.
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 Mm-hmm. Spinach
okay.
you can do, and it will winter over as a small plant, even a large plant, but they winter over
better
as a small to medium sized
okay.
plant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Parsley will do that.
Yeah.
Carrots will do it.
Yeah,
a couple
lettuce
other things.
Doesn't.
No.
You know, not unless you have a complete snow cover for the entire winter.
Mm-hmm.
Lettuce doesn't. You want to plant lettuce in November.
In November.
Yeah.
Okay. And, so spinach. Okay,
but
good. When are you planning next weekend on the spinach?
Probably next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
my friend Jan has this other type of spinach that has huge leaves, you know, like 8 to 10 inch leaves.
Yeah, that and real and real roughly.
No, this is smooth.
Oh, they're smooth?
Yeah. And we're going to plant that for a seed crop for next year.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
Yeah. Huh. Good on you.
Yeah. Well, howdy to Jan up there, 32 degrees yesterday.
Oh, my God, really?
Mm-hmm.
The parsley, the basil really can't stand that cold.
No. Mm-hmm. No.
And can you put a blanket over it for that? I mean,
sure.
That's what you're talking about.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Yeah,
we should probably get getting those blankets and sheets out, maybe.
I know exactly where they are.
Yep.
Yeah, mine are all folded and semi-clean. There's no
semi-clean
point
will work.
Yeah, you just shake them out and fold them up and use them again.
Yeah. 527-486-8166, KVNF now. And just thinking of that, there's a lot of things that are ending in the garden, like lawn mowing.
Yeah, three more times, maybe.
Three more, really?
Wow, you really? That
I'm going to go for maybe one more, I think.
Well,
I'm thinking,
still watering.
I'm thinking one more at the most. Yeah. I'm actually thinking.
I might miss it this weekend. And so that would be just two.
Yeah.
That's just me.
Yeah.
I don't like.
You're pretty consistent on that.
Yeah.
For that
if you let it get tall, and then since I'm not picking, you get these globs of grass around.
Oh, yeah.
It's just me and my landscaping. I don't like those globs of grass around.
No globs of grass.
You know.
I cut mine so long it doesn't get a chance to glob up.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
But I do, there's one spot where I do have to get my little tiny screwdriver, not the big mother, but the little tiny, and get the Speedwell out.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
The Speedwell.
It's a weed.
Oh. Oh.
It's not. Uh-huh. It's a weed, but it's.
Mm-hmm.
It's medicinal, isn't it?
I don't remember. Yeah, it is for something. Good for something, but I can't remember. But it's a fabulous pollen. It's an early bloomer. The bees love it.
Oh, uh-huh.
Okay.
But it looks like buttonweed, sort of, like the mallow.
Mm-hmm.
But it creeps.
Oh, I know what you're
talking
about.
And it's smaller.
Mm-hmm.
It has a beautiful little blue flower.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it's a great ground cover. I mean, it really is. It really.
I have some of that.
You got to take it out of the lawn.
But you don't want it in your lawn.
Yeah, and it's in the lawn.
Yeah.
It's calls it ground ivy.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
That's another term for it.
Okay.
But other projects, I mean, no more manure tea, compost tea.
Yeah, no.
Just pretty much just clean up now.
It's, yep.
Mm-hmm. What about thinning your bushes, thinning your plants? What are you thinning? Anything?
Uh-uh.
Nothing.
No.
I might whack some stuff, but basically no.
No, I'm a spring transplanter.
Yeah,
I'm
me too. I'm a spring guy too, but I'm going to go for it with the daylilies and the phlox and stuff. I'm going to get that out.
Yeah, as long as they're watered well.
Mm-hmm.
You might have to mulch them a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you wanted to mention something about watering bulbs, didn't you?
Oh, flowering bulbs. I just remembered this. If you know where they are at in your garden, they would appreciate water. And it's still, even though we've had some rain, I wouldn't be surprised that there's dry spots. And
Oh, yeah.
Anything that's under the trees, forget about it.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't get wet.
Right.
I mean, you got wet, but that's it.
Soak them up.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The ground's dry. Yeah. I mean, I'm turning soil in where the buckwheat I just cut down, that was where the acorn was.
Right.
And it's dry.
Mm-hmm.
And I was watering last weekend. And it's dry.
Right. Don't be fooled by the rain.
Right. But on the other hand, I don't want to use ditch water anymore because
what's going on there?
Well, because they drew down the reservoir, and so basically you've got Muddy Creek running into the Gunnison, and the Stewart Ditch and the Farmer's Ditch come off of the river there, and
mucky.
It's
worse than spring runoff.
Yeah, it's way worse than spring runoff, and it's like watering your. You know, your soil. I'm using tap water a bit, just where I need it. And I'm using the irrigation water, like on the pots and the things that I'll, you know, easy to, I'm going to change the dirt anyway. That's Lance chewing, not me, for change. And so I'm going to use, everything was running full tilt boogie right up until then. So I know the water's down deep. It's just a matter of
And this
keeping
time of
it
year,
refreshed.
It doesn't take much.
Yeah, it doesn't take much at all. My beets were just starting to maybe go, and I put a little water on them. They got all happy.
Yeah,
it's pretty simple. They don't need a lot.
Right.
But it's something to think about. If you do have irrigation water, first of all, just putting it, if you're using a pump, it's going to be tough. It's going to be hard on your pumps and your systems in general. And
clean the filters.
Your filters, your spray heads, everything. And if you're not and you're just running water, you're going to be putting some very serious clay back into the soil that you've been, working to get non-clayed.
The other thing is that if you're using that ditch water that's real dirty right now and you're spraying it.
Oh, yeah, forget
that. You get dirty leaves.
Yeah, you get totally
dirty
leaves.
And we just talked about
that last week, didn't we? Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
and then you get the mold and they can't photosynthesize. Yep. No. The little
The friend that I mentioned that to spray those leaves off her grapevines.
Yeah.
Within 3 days, the grapes were ripening.
Oh, my goodness. That really solved the problem right there.
Right. It's a total problem solver if you can get that.
Let that fuel in.
Let it get in. Yeah. Let those guys photosynthesize. Yeah. That's what they do best.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sweet. We have a little email here from Ken. And Ken is wondering, Lance, could you explain your spraying program for raccoons? What are you using? And we'll just start with that question because the other question
I actually, I'm going to be straightforward. I pee in a bucket and I let it get old. So it's stinky.
Okay.
And I mix it 50-50 with water. So I got about a gallon and I spray the stalks of the plants around the entire perimeter of the corn patch, the base of the grapevines. You know, and my grapevines, they got all sorts of flowers, so it's really leaving a strong scent. Okay, and then I also do the perimeter of the garden, and I spray every fence post, because all my fence posts on my garden are cedar posts or juniper posts, juniper. So that that's what they're climbing up, is those fence posts, because I have a chicken wire fence buried into the ground, the entire perimeter of my garden. So I spray all that. And then I have part of it, the very south side of the garden is a slab wood fence. And I spray especially the top part because, again, I have that chicken wire. And the top part, the reason that's where the chipmunks like to run.
Oh, God.
And so that's what that's getting sprayed. Okay. And I spray my compost areas, storage areas, because the deer, everybody wants to go in there and eat.
Right. Pretty effective for you. I mean,
it works. And That's an old tiny.
Yeah. You're just marking your territory. Yeah. We're predators and we're the top dog, so.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Stay out. Yeah. We don't call 911. Stay out. Yeah, that's what it is.
All right. We've got a caller on the line. It's Anthony in Payona. He wants to talk about the Redlands Mesa event.
Oh, okay.
Hello, Anthony.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Anthony, how are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Good.
I have to tell you, the last time I called you all, I told Lance this. I had just been up at the Dr. Laminger's. He really nicely got me a bunch of Cody. Emergency oral surgery. Grand Junction.
You were feeling no pain.
No, but on my way,
I
made the ultimate sacrifice. Checked out the Redlands Mesa. It was so awesome.
Great.
Yeah, it was really fun. And Lance's garden increased my pain exponentially. This doctor is about to put me all the way out. Not unlike Steve Huntley of Emotional Rescue. Maybe not for the same reason, but anyway, kindness pressure.
Okay.
I was just like, this is the most amazing garden that Lance has. And my mother-in-law in England, who has a garden going back to the 17th century, would just be in total envy.
Pretty magical. Yeah.
Totally brilliant.
Yeah, great.
I don't know how Jill's and Lulu's are. I know they're awesome.
Nothing like that.
Nothing like that. We promise you. Okay,
with a lawn strip and everything. Wow,
I know.
Yeah. Just, brilliant.
Yeah,
just so nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Anthony, I just wanted to say I found some seedling white apricots in my garden.
Oh, man.
They're marked.
Please.
Yes, they are marked.
They're marked with your.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Awesome.
When are you sort of around there? I would love that.
No. Not till springtime.
Oh, okay.
But they're there.
Yeah, don't move them now.
Yeah, I'm gonna actually plant a Rosa rugosa, but it's in a pot.
Yeah.
So
go for it.
Yeah, okay.
That's all right.
All right.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, Anthony.
Bye.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that. Yeah, your garden is magical, Lance. We love it. All right, we're almost to the end of the show, and I've got another question here from Ken on the email, wondering what to do with fresh elderberries, tired of drying them.
That's Lulu's.
Yeah,
yeah.
We talked about elderberries.
You know what?
I've
been neglecting mine, and the branches are down on the ground. Mm-hmm. The bush is dying. You know, it's dropping leaves. It's terrible. It looks like awful back there. You can make a syrup out of them, which is pretty fun. You just cook them down. Yeah, just cook them down, and then strain the seeds out. You don't have to. But it's more palatable if you strain the seeds out, and you can make a syrup and use it as a base for a cough medicine. They're super medicinal, and especially for coughs and colds and things like that.
This time of year, yeah, good.
Yeah. So you can do that, and you know, if you dry them, you can make tea, you can put them in your pancake. I mean, you can do everything with them. As long as you get them hot before you eat them. And then that apparently breaks down the arsenic. You don't want to be eating the arsenic that's in the seeds, okay? You want to get rid of that. But a little heat will do it, so.
All right, elderberry syrup.
Syrup and, yeah.
And your waffle on your muffin.
And wine. You can make elderberry wine.
Yeah. Can I mention just one thing?
Of course. There's,
just about winter squash.
Yeah.
It's not time to harvest.
Now, all mine's right. All sitting out there.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
you're leaving
oh,
it on.
My God, I love
leave
my
it on till after
patch.
The after the first frost, at least.
Okay.
Now, your acorns, some of your acorns, if they're orange on the underside, same with delicatas, they're probably okay. But I see people picking like butternuts.
No.
Butternuts.
Wait. Going to be much sweeter
and
tastier.
Even after the first frost, I'll still leave those squash on there. And another hard frost is coming. I actually cover the individual squashes with tarps or blankets. I'll fold them up, you know, and cover them.
Leave them as long as you can.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mine are so buried under the leaves, that first frost is all it's going to do is drop the
leaves.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they're going to be under there, and it's going to be fabulous.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I'll dig them out and put them on top and let them get sun. And mm-hmm. Oh, they're so beautiful, and there's thousands of them. I love it. I love it.
And they're still getting juice from the plant because mm-hmm. the only thing that's been frozen off is the leaves.
Yeah.
So there's still some juice in there coming.
Okay.
Right. So like my big giant, my Godzilla zucchinis, there's no way I will mess with those plants because even though the leaves are completely molded out and dead and dying, mm-hmm. they're still getting power.
Right.
There's still some there.
Yeah, exactly. All right, that's great advice. So leave mm-hmm. them out there.
Yeah.
Leave them out there.
Those are coming on. Tis the season.
Yeah,
it's
and
exciting.
Unplug your dryer.
All right. Great advice. Great calls. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And thank you, Lance and Lulu, for your gardening tips and
How
expertise.
Fun is this, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Back
you know what?
Next. Yeah.
What? Put a seed in the ground and let it grow.
Oh, I like that advice. See you next week on As the Worm Turns on KVNF. Thanks for listening.
Okay.
Bye, everybody.
Good night.
I don't know who you took a shine to or who you're about to make a sign to. I got a gal that I love so. Low, little low, and low.